Crime Alert. I'm John Lemley. We begin the hour with a major break in a decades-old homicide case in Southern California, where investigators say new evidence has led to an arrest after more than 20 years, and they're now urging anyone with information to come forward as they continue working to bring closure. The case centers on Hernan Marquez, a 27-year-old man who was found fatally shot in August of 2002. Authorities say deputies responded to what initially appeared to be a crash in La Quinta, but when they arrived, they found Marquez inside his vehicle suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives later determined Marquez had been to a house party shortly before the shooting. Investigators believe an altercation broke out and that Marquez was shot as he was leaving. Despite his injuries, he managed to drive away, but lost control of the car and crashed into parked vehicles. For years, the case went unsolved. Now, after a renewed investigation and advances in forensic technology, authorities say they have identified a suspect. Alex Anthony Uribe, now 46 years old, has been arrested in connection with the killing, and investigators believe he may be the sole suspect. Officials say the case remains active, and they are continuing to follow up on additional leads. For Marquez's family, the development represents a long-awaited step toward answers in a case that has remained unresolved for more than two decades.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
In Alabama, there are new developments in a mass shooting that stunned a small community and left lasting scars. An attack that remains one of the deadliest in the area's recent history, with its impact still being felt. Five defendants have now been sentenced in connection with the 2023 shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville. The attack left four people dead and more than 30 others injured. Investigators say multiple gunmen opened fire during the celebration, which was being held at a dance studio. The victims ranged in age from 17 to 23, including high school seniors and young adults. Under plea agreements, the five defendants received sentences of 5 years in prison, followed by probation. The outcome has drawn criticism from some victims' families, who say the sentences do not reflect the scale of the violence or the loss suffered that night. Prosecutors have defended the agreements, citing the complexity of the case and challenges in determining how the gunfire began. In New York, a death inside a correctional facility is now the focus of a criminal case, with officials saying the investigation remains ongoing and additional details may be released as court proceedings continue. Prosecutors have filed manslaughter charges in connection with the death of inmate Jonah Levy. Authorities say Levy died while in custody, and investigators allege his death was not simply accidental, but the result of actions that rose to a criminal level. While officials have not released all details publicly, the charges suggest prosecutors believe there was a significant failure in the duty of care owed to Levy while he was behind bars. The case is now moving forward in the legal system and could bring increased scrutiny to conditions and oversight within the facility. And finally, this hour, concern is growing over an American journalist kidnapped overseas, where her whereabouts remain unknown as officials continue an international effort to secure her safe return. Shelley Kittleson, a 49-year-old freelance reporter, was abducted in Baghdad earlier this week. Iraqi officials say she was taken by armed men at a busy intersection and forced into a vehicle. Security forces quickly launched a search. Authorities say one suspect has been arrested after a vehicle believed to be connected to the kidnapping crashed during a pursuit. However, Kittleson was not inside, and other suspects remain at large. U.S. officials say Kittleson had previously been warned about potential threats, including risks linked to Iran-backed militia groups operating in the region. She's an experienced journalist who has spent years reporting from Iraq and Syria, often working independently in high-risk environments.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.